Okay, turn to Peter. Chapter 4, verse 9. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. And each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. As a good steward of the manifold grace of God. Okay. So Bible says, do not grumble. A grumble means you feel pain, you feel disadvantage, or you feel uncomfortable with your surroundings or the people around you. Then you make a complaint against someone. So grumbling, complaint, will hurt us, will hurt other people. But every day we might complain against someone. You complain against your mom, complain against your father, your siblings, or brother and sister in the church, even complain against pastor. Now, pastor A, we could not understand your English. You complain about it. Yeah. So how to make a complaint disappear? Yeah. Then the first step, you have to tell the right person to talk about. Right. If you complain about person A, then you have to find a person A to talk about. Yeah. Do not complain about behind him or behind her. You just confront him. Just speak directly because out of love. So when you find my English is so poor, you could not understand, of course, you can complain about it. You say, hey, come to me, say the pastor. Not a Chinglish, English. Not a Ching. Chinglish, not English. Yeah. Right. You can, good morning, like a good Martin. You may just fail. So if you pronounce correctly. Even you can tell me the source. Pastor, you can find a website, some website that teach you free English. Yeah. You can go there to study, or you can go to a community college to study English. Yeah. So this is constructive opinion, not destructive, but constructive. So we got to find the right person to talk about. And if you complain the person is English, then you go to David. Hey, David, let me tell you, oh, person is English, so poor. I never saw any person like him, so bad, and yet he come here to teach us. I could not understand it from the beginning. Wish you not suggest a GA, right? Never assign him here after. Right? It's not right issue. Come to talk to the right person. If you love him, then the second, wish you have compassion. When you complain, you have to think about why he have done so. Must be some reason. Like I tell the true story about the cashier. You remember the cashier, because of line up and customers complain about her, and because no one understood she had some big problem for her child. So if the client or customers understood her problem, then everybody will have compassion on him. So we have tried to understand someone. So you try to understand the pastor, like me, Of course, many of you was born in United States. We call ABC. Even some ABCs are born in Africa, also ABC, right? Africa born Chinese, so ABC as well. So not just America. So when I born ABC, it doesn't matter here or Africa. I always speak English because the official language also English. Then you grow up here, of course, your English is good, but some person, they come here to study graduate school. When they come here, actually, they are, you know, maybe 30 or more than 30 years old, can come here. And our tongue stick already, so we cannot change. Like your tongue, American tongue, right? We cannot. So Chinese accent, we have a Chinese accent. But this is our culture, this is part of our culture. I should keep this one. You know, some linguistic specialists, they encourage people just to keep their mother tongue accent, keep it because this is a part of culture. And this is so special, it's very unique. You cannot follow my accent, you cannot follow my tongue, right? See, because this is so special. I love it. I keep my accent, even not right, not very good for American people. American people like this way, right? So special, so unique. And sometimes I can make a joke, because when I say something wrong, and then many people may laugh it in a pew. So love, it's good, yeah. I make everybody happy through my mistakes. Yeah. It's good. As long as you are happy, huh? Why not? So complain, then we should have compassion, compassion, understand. So same way, sometimes we have to understand our parents. Why your parents nagging at you? Because they love you, they love you. So don't talk back to your parents, they love you. And we have be content. You know, the complaint, why we complain? Because we are not content with what we have. Too little, you should give it more, right? More, more. Because nowadays, people always ask more. We are so selfish. You may heard the adult, right? When they're looking for the job, they have three dreams. What is a dream job? Dream job. Dream job should meet three criteria. The first one is high pay, right? Good pay, good pay. The second criteria is less work. Then the third criteria is nearby my house. Nearby my house. This is my dream job. Good pay, less work, maybe every day, right? Only work 4 hours, 4 hours. Pay each year, six digit, more than $10,000. But every day only work for 4 hours. And also, nearby my house, right? Even I take a 10 minutes walk, can be company. So always we get more and more, right? We need more and more, higher speed, internet higher speed, more money. This is our society. But we should continue, enjoy whatever God gives us. Whatever God gives us, just enjoy, be content. It's good enough, because God himself is beyond enough. So it's enough for you already. How much money in your pocket? In your pocket, if you have more than $10, raise your hand, 10 bucks in your pocket. No. It's good, huh? No money. No. How much you have? Zero. It's good, right? Enough, right? Because God gives enough. You don't need anything because here you enjoy free meals, right? So you don't need anything. You have water, you don't have to pay. and a barbecue and some yogurt. We have yogurt too, do you know? Okay, coffee, right? So we have everything, everything. If you are poor, right, even you live in an apartment, don't worry. When I came to the United States in the early years, first 2 years, I live in an apartment. But my next door is a single house. Oh, they have a beautiful flowers, a nice yard, okay, front yard, backyard. And I live in third floor. So I just look down them, oh, so beautiful. So I do not have to pay, I don't have to plant the flowers, but I can enjoy it. Right? So just God's blessing, even I don't have a single house. And see, now I have to plant the flower, I have to plant this, plant that, right? Then I can enjoy. And I also have to waste a lot of time. And sometimes birds eat the food. And raccoon come to eat something. And bird dropping. So you have to take time to maintain your properties. But when you live in an apartment, it's so nice, right? Beautiful. Why not? So enjoy everything. Yeah, guarantee. Yeah. But be content. And we also have to endure. Of course, somebody might cross your way, and then makes you uncomfortable. But we have to endure. We just understand that all the situation happened, actually God allowed it to happen to us. God allowed it to happen to us. So it must come with the purposes. So we just trust in God. We just learn. Then when we have endurance, perseverance, and patience, then eventually we will be mature, mature. In Taiwan, I received 2 years military training. Right? So to me, I can stand here like this way, like 10 minutes, no move. Right? Like always this, I can stand straight. Yeah, I can run because I received 2 years of military life, military. I can obey you. Yeah, I can, yes, sir, no problem. But for many people, they cannot obey, yes, sir. They cannot say, yes, sir. It's not easy. Obedience is not easy. But I can, because I received suffer before. So endurance, when we endurance, then we will have a good character. Like a flight attendant, right? Of course, a domestic flight attendant, like a ama, a grandma, right? Also grandma. Yeah. But in an international flight, the flight attendant is young, right? Because they receive a special training, and they walk like this, right? Oh, everybody like this, I'm so elegant. And we also admire because they receive training. Then you can see even some soldiers, they walk, they never walk like this way, huh? Oh, always like this. Train the soldiers, army. Nobody like this. And sit, they always sit like this, Normally sit like this or like this, nobody. Yeah. Always like this. Yeah. Straight. In school, my wife taught in elementary school in Philadelphia. Most of the students are African American. Then a student, some people are just like this, they sit like this way, and they put a leg on the table. All different kinds of postures. Because they never receive training, discipline. But when soldiers, right, poor, always. Right. So when we receive training, we went through submarines, then it turned out we have spiritual qualities, spiritual characters. Then we produce the inward beauty, This is very important because when brother looking for sisters, right, not just outwardly, also inwardly beauty. And when sisters looking for brother, looking for husband, also see inward beauty. So not just outside. Of course, we have to like comb your hair, you know, other just basic, but not so important. The inner beauty so important. Okay, and then we need ministers, others. We serve others. When you serve others, then you won't complain. When you go to Africa, you know, the children, right, the kids, they have no shoes to wear, no shoes to put on, no shoes, and no kitchen to clean up, no carpet to vacuum, no windows to clean up. Nothing, they have nothing. But all the kids are so happy. They are so happy. So when you go there to serve them, to help them, when you come back to the United States, your mom serves you, right? You say, oh, mom, too salty. Mom, why every day you cook eggs, you grumble eggs, or fried chicken? No. Or like a bitter melon. Oh, bitter melon. And what else? Mushroom. Oh, I don't like mushroom. When you go to Africa and then you come back, right? Oh, everything so beautiful. Oh, delicious. Mom, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow, your meal is so delicious. Thank you. You will change your attitude, change your life. When you serve other people, when you see some people sit in wheelchair, right? They have no arm, no leg. How about you? You have arm, you have leg, and you are lazy. You have two arms, you can do many things. And then you lie on the bed until 11 o'clock, right? Ah, mom, okay, wait a minute, okay. Give me another 10 minutes. And 10 minutes later, your mom, hey, wake up. No, another 10 minutes. Lazy. Consider some people, they have no arms, no leg. They still can survive. So we have to serve other people, then the complaint will disappear. So when you have complaint against someone, just try to be content, try to serve other people. Okay, then we go back to the Bible. Chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. 13. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, partaker of Christ's sufferings. Of course, I mentioned earlier, nobody wants to go through sufferings because it's painful, will cause loss, suffering. But the Bible says this is a part of God's grace. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ. So Christ granted us not only to believe in him, for when we believe in Christ, actually also the grace of God, because he gave us the precious belief, precious faith to believe in him. Not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, to suffer for Christ is the grace of God as well. So not just receiving blessings, material. No, always we just consider material blessings is the grace of God. Actually not. In early years, when mainland China just opened their market, so many merchants or many businessmen went to mainland China to set up their business. And indeed, they make a lot of money because in early years, not so many competitors, and they make a lot of money. So they receive a lot of material presence, right? Yeah, indeed, they become successful and wealthy. But some of them, they turned out just have a fail, you know, because in mainland China, there are so many young girls just approach to them, and then show kindness to them, massage for them, you know. And it turned out they just fall away from the truth, right? Commit adultery. So it's pitiful, right? Yeah, the money-wise, they have a lot of money. They got successful, but in the spirituality, they failed. So to suffer is a good thing. It's the grace of God. Okay, we don't go back. First Peter. First Peter. And also, when we suffer difficulties or anything we could not bear, but actually, God is merciful God. When the burden He gives us always is bearable, we can take care. And God will strengthen us to overcome the struggles. Do not consider it strange. Why? Strange means you ask why. Why this, why that, why? Don't ask why. I don't know. Only ask God. Then we have to pray to God to help us to overcome, to open the way for us to find the exit, to find a way to get out. And how God deliver us. When we pray, of course, God will listen. When we pray, oh, God, I have a trouble right now, okay. My grade is so poor. I have been rejected. I'm so lonely. Then you pray to God. Then God have three ways to help him. I have three ways to help him. The first way, when you say, oh, God, I'm lonely, okay, then God will bring some good friend to you. If you reach the marriage age, then God will bring husband or God will bring wife to you, right? So if you say, I'm lonely, God will help you find the right spouse. So this is the first way. But sometimes God just make you stay in the quarters, stay there. God might say, stay there. But God will give you peace. Like Peter, when he was put in jail, or Paul and Silas, they were put in jail. And God did not rescue them right away, but God gave them peace. God gave them peace. So when you have in trial, when you have in difficulties, when you have in danger, God might not rescue right away, but God will give you peace, joy. So you can experience, oh, this is so special, right? I am in difficult situation, but I have the peace. I have joy in my heart. And the third way is really very tough for you, even for me. The last way is God take you up to where? To heaven. Forever rest, right? Rest forever. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. You don't have to worry about your future. It's forever. rest. Wow, like sleeping forever, right? It's so nice, right? Hmm. Like somebody snoring. Oh. So deep sleep. Just sleep forever, sleep until Jesus the second coming. It's good, why not? But when I ask a student in St. Paul's church in Brazil, and I ask them, God have a free way to rescue, right? Then which way you like? The first one, some members raise their hands. How about second one? Also some. But third one, nobody raise their hands. Nobody. Because third one is depart from this earth. They go to heaven. Go to heaven. Then I cannot enjoy, I cannot see the movie. I cannot play the computer games. I cannot see my iPad. I cannot see my iPhone. I can see football, you know, football next week. Wow, this today, check me up. Wow, too early. So last way, right? But Apostle Peter and Paul and Silas, they don't care. Anyway, right? Anyway. Anyway. So we have to prepare, right? God will deliver us. We pray to God. God help me, right? Yes. So one day, okay, one day, I'm 60 years old. Of course, I don't know what year I will depart from this earth. But once a day coming, thank God, and maybe through sickness, or suffer from cancer or what, right, any reasons, because we must die for some reason, right? Like a car accident, or ear accident, whatever, or sickness. Thank God, right? Because one day, for some reason, we will leave this earth. So we just praise the Lord. Any way is okay for us. Okay, then verse 17, chapter 4, verse 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? So God will judge all people, everybody, God will judge them. But start from the house of God. So start from TJC. TJC. You are TJC, I'm TJC. So start from who? Start from David? From Jack? From Irene? From you? How about from you? If you can't judge, then start from you. Is it okay for you? Yeah? Okay. David, is it okay for you? John, if you judge, start, then start from you. Is it okay? Okay. But actually, from who? Let's turn the Bible. Ezekiel chapter 9. Ezekiel chapter 9. Verse 4. And the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of the Jerusalem, and put a mark on the forehead of the men who sigh, look carefully, who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it. So we sigh and cry over wild dating, bad movie, wild music, premarital sex. Your Bible says so? Huh? Hey, how come my Bible says, sigh and cried over wild dating and a bad movie and a bad dirty talk and talk back to parents and say any abominations, dancing. You know, some people love to dance because dancing like this way, right? And then you enjoy that, we can touch each other. Yeah. Abomination, if you sigh and cry, then angel will put a mark on your forehead, Yeah. Then if your forehead, right, it's good or bad, let us see verse 5. To the others, he said in the hearing, go after him through the city and kill. Do not let your eyes spare, nor have any pity. Verse 6. Utterly slay old and young men, maidens and little children and women, but do not come near anymore on whom is the mark. So if you have a mark, then you are safe. Okay, if you have a mark, and those who sighed and cried for abominations. So if your friend commits sin, right, if you have any brother and sister commits sin, or they watch the bad movie, they have dirty conversations, then you sigh, so, why this, right? Why this brother committed these sins? Why? I feel so sorry. Then angel will mark, put a mark on your forehead, then you are saved. Because in the last days, the angel will have a slaughter, carry on the slaughter jar. And verse continue. Do not come near anyone on whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. So they began with who? Began with the elders. Not begin with Aileen, so don't worry about, David, don't worry about. Start with whom? With the elders. With whom? With the pastor, with me. So when Jesus coming, right, then they will see whether I have the mark on the forehead. You don't have, cut, right? And then David, so I first. So don't worry, I first. So see, when Jesus coming to judge everybody, start with the pastor, start with the ministers, start with the council members, and then RE teachers, then your parents, then you, then your little brother and sisters, then baby. It's a sequence. Okay, then go back, Peter, chapter 4, verse 19. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. So doing good, we have to emphasize doing good is follow through the Holy Spirit. Okay, then we turn to chapter 5, talk about because we suffer, then we will receive glory. The elders who are among you, I exhort, I am whose fellow elders and the witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also partaker of the glory. So when we are a partaker of sufferings of Christ, then we also have the right to be a partaker of the glory of Jesus Christ. Okay. Then also be shepherd and flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. So Peter talked about how to shepherd the sheep. And one day, he will be RE teacher. very soon. How many of you actually perform RE teacher ministry already? You actually carry RE teacher already? Are you RE teacher now? Maybe you have to reach 18 years old, 18, very soon. So the sheep, your student is the sheep. How about right now? Who is your sheep? Your younger brother, your younger sister, your younger brother. How many of you have younger brother? Raise your hand. Okay, then your younger brother, younger sisters are your sheep. Okay, so you will take care of them. And one day, you will expand your sheep. Right now, how many sheep you have? John, you have two, right? You have two sheep, one, or you have a sister, older sister, yeah, you only have one. One, and how many, and you have two sheep? Or you have two sheep? Three? No? Okay. You have three? Oh, great. Congratulations. Good. God gave you three sheep. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. I have one. Yeah. I have a younger brother. And later on, you will expand, God will expand your sheep, increase more and more. The RE teacher, then the council members, then to me, right, pastor or ministry, okay. And but God will require some from us. Okay, turn to Proverbs. Proverbs. Verse 23. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds. Be diligent. Be diligent, which means be alert. Right? You have to do every moment, not just every other day, no, every day, every moment. So every moment, you have to know the state of your flocks. Like Jesus know us. Right? Every day, every moment, even we lie down on the bed, we sleeping, God always know any situation. Like we have a high fever, God knows. Yeah. Or we feel sorrowful, we feel sad, and God knows. So every moment, so in the same way, we have to understand the state of our sheep. Understand your little brother, right? And when you grow up, you have to extend this cares, extend it to other members, to your young sheep. Like me, like the pastor have to understand everybody's situation. That's why we have to make a visitation to members, visitation. Like, one day I went to Irene's house, right, for visitation. Then I remember your mom prepared a good meal to me. Huh? I said, you don't have to, right? I just make a visitation to your house. And then they, out of love, they prepared good meal for me. So it's not necessary when I visit your house, right? Do not prepare anything. So we have to understand now, because one time I went to see a sister's house, apartment, and the sister is an old sister. And she just hang some pictures on the wall. Right? I said, hey, this picture, the Buddha's picture is so obviously. I said, hey, why you put this on the wall? And she said, because my father passed away already, and my father gave me, and also some statue, Buddha statue. And she said, this is also from my father. I said, but this is Buddha, you know, it's not right. So I encouraged her to throw away, to get rid of it, in the name of Jesus Christ. And eventually, she followed through pastor's advice. So she just get rid of it. Yeah. So without vegetation, then how do I know she had such kind of on the wall, right, the Buddhist product or any product related to Buddha. Right? So through visitation, then we will know the family members' situation. Yeah? Or even any kind of state of their spirituality. Then have to care the flock, to take good care of the sheep. Then we can learn from Apostle Paul. Let's turn to Thessalonians, first Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 7. Chapter 2, verse 7. First Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 7. But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. Actually, cherishes her own baby. If you say this, maybe it's more suitable, right? We cherish her baby. So, affectionately longing for you, we were pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. So we can see about the poor care about all members. He considered the members just like a nursing baby. Did you see a baby in our church? Yeah, right? Some baby like three months old, so cute, right? Because their muscle always some wrinkle, yeah. So the joint, right, like this, so cute. And you want to hold, right? You want to hold. Let me hold. Okay, let me hold. So cute, right? Let me hold for a while. Then the mother says, watch for, be careful, right? Because they cherish their baby, They are afraid of you just hurt the baby, right? You hurt their baby. So, watch for, be careful, right? When you hold. So the same, Apostle Paul take a very good care. And in the Greek text, actually say, incubator, Baowenxiang. Am I right? Incubator, I-N-C-U-B-A-T-O-R, incubator, incubator, right? Yeah, you know, Baowenxiang, in the hospital for premature baby, they put in some box, right? Put in some box, and every time when nurse try to feed them the milk, and then through the inside, right? And it's so carefully because they are so weak. They are premature baby, so weak, because next they hurt the baby, right? So cherish, and we care the members just like this. Yeah. Apostle Paul cares the baby, took care of the members like this mentality. So in the same way, even to risk their own life, doesn't matter, risk their own life. Yeah. So sometimes our members say, oh, Pastor, you are so 辛苦, you work so hard. No. Right, because it's our job. We have to follow Apostle Paul's example. So one day, if you become IE teacher, right, do not just teach. Teach is nothing. Do not just consider teaching them the knowledge. You also have to teach them life. You have to pass on the life on them. Right? Pass your life onto them. Right? Whose life? Jesus' life. And Jesus' life imparted to you, then you also pass on your spiritual life, life, abundance of life to them. So not just knowledge, we also have to teach them the life, pass on the life of Jesus Christ onto them. Okay, then turn back to 1 Peter, verse 5, chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you young people, submit yourself to your elders, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For so when we humble ourselves, then we can be submissive to others. Yeah. And verse 6, therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And how can we be humble? Need some disciplines. This class is till 3 o'clock or 2:50? 3 o'clock? Okay, thank you. We can see Moses. Moses. In the Moses' life can divide into three stages. Three stages. The first stage is 40 years, right? And then second stage is from 41 to 80. Then third, from 81 to 120. So three stages. And first stage, he stay in Pharaoh's palace, Huang Gong, palace. So after he received education in the palace, and because the palace, the prince, so he considered he has powerful influence, influential power. So he tried to use his own way to rescue Israel people, because he considered he was somebody. He considered he was somebody. I'm somebody. I came from Paris. I came from big city. I came from LA. Ah, you came from where? You came from Tampa. Tampa is a small city. I came from Los Angeles. I came from San Francisco, that big city. Chicago, where you come from? Tampa. Where? Tampa. Denver, I never heard of Denver. Small town. Don't think this way. Moses, when he was 40 years old, when he earned some degrees, maybe PhD degrees, and hey, I'm somebody because I am very well educated. Yeah. I'm prepared to work for God. I prepared to serve the council member. I prepared to serve council member. Right? I'm ready for the pastor because I earned PhD degrees. Yeah. I'm capable. No. Moses, in the first stage, said, I am somebody. But the second stage, he driven to wilderness, to the open field. And nobody there, no McDonald's, no Starbucks, nothing. Only me. What's that? Me, sheep, right? Only sheep. Me. So every day he heard the sound of me. Nothing. Not YMCA, right? Not university. So PhD degrees not use. It's not use. Become useless. So the second stage, he feel, I am nothing. I am nobody now. I'm nobody. Then third stage, God said, hey, you can come out to work for me, to deliver all Israel people out of Egypt. Then third stage, because he received disciplines, training. Then first stage, he considered God is everything. God is everything. So in the first stage, he considered he was somebody. He knew everything. And the second stage, he considered he was nobody. He knows nothing. Then third stage, he consider God is everything. So I need a time, even today say, oh, I want to transform one night. No way. You cannot be nice in one night, no. Sleeping then next day, hey, David, you're so nice, huh? Let me call you here. Take time to be transformed. Okay, then chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. Sober means serious, we talked about before. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So Satan is in everywhere. Big guy is in everywhere. Terrorist in everywhere. So everywhere, you don't move to a good area. Where is a good area? Most secure area. LA falling height, what height? You have some height, northern height. You have northern height around here? Okay. Or Arcadia. Arcadia, it's a good area, right? So you consider those areas, good area, then move there, right? Move there, no, because Satan is everywhere. Satan, the big guy, the crazy guy, was in everywhere. Even the good area, then pull out a gun, right? Then, hey, this good area. They could not understand your language. You will say, this good area, go the other area, right? This good area. No. They say, I want to shoot some people in this area. So I pick up everywhere. So what can I do? Be sober and be vigilant. We have to do our best to keep watch, keep watchful, keep alert. And then we have to pray every day when we go out. We have to pray to God to ask His guidance and to protect us. So last sentence for you. Verse 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Then not because you will say, oh, Pastor A say, Satan's big guy is in everywhere, so every night I won't walk out. Even in the morning, I dare not to walk out, to go outside for exercise. No, because we can cast all cares upon Jesus, because He cares for us. Okay. So lastly, let me give you one testimony. There is a young brother. He went to see the car race in Florida. Then after the activities, then he went out to looking for some hamburger. So he went to Burger King to order a hamburger. And at the time, nobody was there, no customers there, only him. So when he finished order burger, and he was to walk out, right? Then when he turned around, then he saw the big guy that pulled gun, right, to point at him. Don't move, you order everybody, don't move. Wow, nervous, right? Tremble. Hey, it's really gun, not a toy, it's really gun, bad guy. Hey, don't move. You laugh, don't move, you laugh, I'm shooting. See, hey, your case, then you should nervous, right? So nervous to tremble. So this brother just pray to God, in heart. And then she tried to move little by little toward the door, because he knew he has to get out, right, this area. But he just prayed to God, and then step by step, yeah. And the bad guy just like a freeze by something, right? Like freeze, cannot move, always hold it like this way, like, and the eye, right? Just like this, like stared at this direction, yeah. Even cannot move, yeah. Like always like this. Mm. And our brother just move, right? And he's still like this, yeah. Because God said, don't move. The big guy said, don't move, right? But God said, don't move. Then who is commander? Our God is commander, right? God said, don't move. Yeah. Then he will move, right? Oh, okay, don't move, yeah. Then until our brother reached to the door, then walk out. Then he moved. And then after a couple of minutes, police car came. So see, don't worry. The cast all cares upon who? Upon Jesus. Because he, remember, he cares for us. He cares for you. Okay, let's pray science.